Do you know what your partner's up to when you're away and they're all alone?
No, what?
They're listening to the Screw Podcast, of course.
What's that?
Sit back, relax, and listen.
Sneaking in the back door with daddy might sing, so your mother wasn't know what all the stains on the jeans of your castle.
I can't lie, it took so much. This is why I'm not taping. It took, oh, my eyes are hot. I forgot what it felt like to feel like this.
So for those of you tuning in, you just heard a little clip from, I believe, two nights ago when I got stoned for the first time in a long time.
It was gorgeous.
I didn't remember how it felt. Wait, what did I say? I already don't remember it.
Oh my God. Your eyes were hot. That's what really caught. And like, here's the thing. We don't do a lot of voice memoing like to each other. So as soon as I saw it pop up a voice memo from you, I'm like, that bitch is high. I just knew you were fucking high because you are like the world's best like texter. I've never seen thumbs move so fast in my fucking life. And like, so like, you use that like well, and you text really large portions really fast, and it's amazing. So you don't really need to voice memo. So when I saw that voice memo, I was like, I don't know, either that bitch's thumbs are broken or she's super high.
Both. Because but what? Apparently my thumbs don't work either.
So what were you doing?
So I don't really smoke that much anymore, but I had a custom request that was me taking bong hits with my shirt off. And the star of the show for the custom is the sound of the bubbles in the bong. So like the titties plus the bubbles are like the kink, which I think is so fun. And I actually do not like filming those customs typically, because I usually film customs like daytime and I can't do much after. I like melt. So because I have had the ability to film nighttime, I have done their customs this week a few times right before bed, essentially, or like right before I take my makeup off or whatever, you know. So yeah, I've gotten very stoned this week. And slept like a baby. Honestly, it was fucking great.
There's so many things I love about like that kind of custom request, though. Like, I love that there's like at least three or four Cypress Hill songs that start with that gentleman's fetish. You know, like the bubbles.
Oh, you know, who knows? It could have started there. Maybe they were listening to Cypress Hill. And
so did you blow any of the like
you also misgendered the person, but that's totally fine. You didn't know.
Oh, I just
assumed.
So I'm
sorry. Usually when I'm talking about customers, we are talking about men. So
that's true. My apologies. also question is like, do you like exhale like the smoke over your titties at all? Or is it
not there's
it's really just about the bubbling. Just the bubbling is
the bubble.
So the smoke part isn't like really a part of it.
Nope. That's not the dick there. Yeah.
Interesting.
As long as my tits are in frame and my face, obviously, and I get good bubblage. What conjugation was that? As long as the bubbles, like the sound is nice, crisp and clear, you know, I basically just smoked the whole pack, I guess.
Okay.
They bought me the
bubbler
bong. Yeah, because like I don't smoke out of glass.
I was
once
like,
in a blue moon.
Actually, I'm not gonna lie. That was an outstanding question I had in my head when you said that. I was like, I've never really known you to smoke that way. Like, I mean, I've had like smoking apparatuses like that in the past, but like, you like, it's not like, yeah, I don't even know. Yeah, I can't tell you the last time I saw you smoke from a bubbler.
I always either smoke blunts I switched from tobacco blunts to hemp blunts, but I either smoke a blunt. I was smoking vapes, like taking a couple hits before bed at one point, but vape juice gives me anxiety. So unless like I need to smoke it because I don't have another option and I need to go to sleep, like that's really
vape juice.
Yeah, there's something about vapes that give me heart palps. So I don't really do that, and I definitely don't smoke joints, and I don't smoke glass. So for me, this bong has sat here for 3 years, only being smoked like 5 times a year when this person wants my customs. But yeah, it's interesting. I always ask them like, what's the specifics of? Yeah, I've never asked what the specifics are of the kink, but. Again, it's not my job to do that, so I should have a win on Oscar, but I'm always so curious.
It's just for you to analyze, like, okay, can I do this? Like, is this, like, okay with me to do? Yada, yada, yada. So, like, so I do, like, I kind of love that. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I like
it's,
things
it's a nice couple
that are, like, simple. Right. If you, like, smoke weed, yeah.
Right. And I don't very often. So they had been asking me to smoke or to do this custom for a while, and I didn't actually have any weed. And last time I can't say this on, never mind. I obtained a small quantity of weed, and then I let them know, hey, I can make these customs. So basically mostly just smoking it for these customs. It's funny.
That's beautiful. I love that. Yeah. I love that.
It's nice.
So, So happy new year, I guess, to like people.
Yeah, whatever.
It's 2025 and stuff, yeah. You know.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well. I have been fucking myself for three days straight. And what did I want to tell you about that? There was something I wanted to say.
Your nails look really good, by the way.
Oh, thank you. That's sparkly. I took the longest dildo I've ever taken last night on a live
show. Oh my God, show me the picture of that. Yeah.
It was really long.
It was really long.
I may have taken a dick that long before, but I honestly don't know. Like, that was really long. I couldn't get the last like 1 to 2 inches inside of me. I took it all the way up until it was actually hitting my cervix.
My ass would have swallowed that like there was no tomorrow. I'm just saying. Cause like we were talking.
I love how you were like, oh, it's thin. And it's like, that's gross. We have like a pussy is elastic. It expands one way, but it does not expand the other. There's only so much length you have. We can fit a head through there. Length, it's only so long. So for you to judge the length of it, it's my eyebrows. Like, what are you talking about? Now, if it was a big, needy, girthy bitch, I would have been like, yeah, no, it's going to take me, because I don't penetrate myself anymore, it's going to take me at least like an hour of working up to it, but I could stretch out to that size. But length, you can't, there's only so long. The hallway stops somewhere.
Right. There is a dead end.
I was banging on the doors to my fucking cervix. It was wild. Knock, knock. It was wild. So yeah, that was a feat. I was proud of that endeavor. Yeah, I also saw a very girthy dildo recently. I haven't been inside of my pussy much, so I'm proud of myself when I accomplish these things, you know?
Yeah, that's great. That's, you know, yeah. I mean,
I'm sure the first time you took a fist, you were like, whoa, that's...
No, I have never taken a fist.
Oh. Okay, Okay, then why are they judging the length of my penis dildo? Okay.
I didn't say I haven't taken a butt plug the size of a fist. I just haven't taken a fist. Let's be...
Oh, well, for some reason, you're not the puppet master. My bad.
That's really what it is. It's my own shortcomings that bring up the critique.
Honestly, what it is I know you, and you will never give anybody that amount of power. Nobody. You are too much of a power freak. You have to be in control of all things at all time. And when you do give it away, you do give your power away, but you don't give it away fully. And that is giving it away fully, is letting a hand inside of you. Truly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
because honestly, it's like one wrong move and they like pull your intestine.
Right. Out. Well, so that's it. I think it's like, to me, it's like.
Oh, five. Is it? Is that what it is?
Yeah. No, it's like it's hard to trust somebody with the mechanics of something like that. Right. Like, it's a skill set. Like, if I could do it myself. And, like, I know that there are tons of self-fisters, and, like, kudos to you. But, like, my joints.
I had a customer once that was a self-fister.
My joints.
What he sent me was just videos of him fucking his ass with his fist. And I was like, Jesus. Like,
yeah, no.
It was impressive.
I am impressed with that skill set. I feel, like, just out of, like, whatever. I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm. In general, a fisting top for most of the time, like when I do fisting. But like, I think like my desires personally, like, you know, and it's hot to be inside somebody like that. It's hot, you know, especially when you do know what you're doing, because you are just kind of playing in like the soft, most elastic, like areas of like the anus. And like, and you know, and I know there are people that are into like the extreme deep penetration. That's not my scene, because again, I do worry about like safety, and because I don't have experience going that deep, I do think that's a whole different skill set that I'm not going to do that to you.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't trust people. I feel like everybody's up for it. But then like when you start like kind of quizzing them on their level of experience, it's like, oh, it's something really hot that they want to do, or maybe they did it once. And like, you know, that's not going to garnish like the trust. Because I feel like at some point, unless you are really experienced, you know, like, and unless you're with maybe an experienced fisty, like there's like, I have always seen people get like really anxious to want to like pop it in, and like that, like the person taking it is not there yet. You know,
yeah,
it's not so all mind over matter.
Right. I would say fisting is up there with like choking, where people think that they can be like, oh, I'm experienced in that thing, and it's like one wrong move and now you have me in an air choke, you know, like one wrong move and you cut off my circulation to my brain. Like there's a right and wrong in all of the different techniques of all of these different things. And I think, though, I feel like those are on the same level of delicacy, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that was a really good comparison. A really good comparison.
He was like, I don't know how many people have been like, I'm going to choke you, man. And then they get their hand around my fucking throat and I'm literally dying underneath them. And I'm like, I have to tap out, and that's not fun. Who wants to tap out, you know?
Yeah, because I mean, we've talked about that before, but that is truly something that's like, you know, I'm not interested unless you seem like a person like that can do it in like short, safe, like gestures. It's the same thing with like smacking and stuff. Like if you haven't figured out, you know, because I had somebody perforate my eardrum before because they
I lost a piece of my jaw. Yeah.
So like,
both been fucked up from hits.
Miss smacking and miss choking and miss fisting.
Right.
None of those.
Miss fisting. That's a drag name.
Miss fisting.
I'm sure somebody's already named
that. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So periodically, I do come by like things that I consider a little bit like more unusual in like the sex kink realm. And I sent you a video of one on Instagram because I want you to like check it out real quick and see and tell me what you like, you know, your impressions of like this particular level of like, I'm wondering if it's like BDSM meets something, but you know,
it's on Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on.
Because, like,
oh my God, what is this?
Exactly.
I didn't click on it yet. I didn't even click on it yet. Hold on. I have to describe to everybody what I'm seeing. So the image that shows before I click on it is two what appear to be men in leather, like. You know,
harnesses.
What's the term for it?
Harnesses.
Harnesses. Leather harnesses. like a BDSM kind of thing, and what appears to be mermaid fins. Why do they have hats on, though?
Forget the baseball hats.
Yeah, there's baseball caps. Hold on.
Backwards baseball caps.
The song playing.
Oh, yeah. It's like full-on gay Broadway's, like, kind of at the same time. I really like their...
What am I watching?
Their fins are, like, really...
Hold on. I have to go to their pages now. I need to see more of this.
Right. They're not AI generated. They're mermen. That's like
it's what the fuck?
Mermen Pete, because that's what he refers to.
Men like rubbing up on each other and dancing or like swimming, I guess, in synchronicity together and like well, they don't have the fins. They must have just purchased the fins. Because they only are in little undies in the rest or I guess swimsuits. The rest of them. Oh, no. Okay. They got the fins earlier, too. Okay. So when they have the fins on, it seems like it is a choreographed underwater dance together and they get all like sensual. This is great. Right, this is so interesting. What a niche.
Exactly. And it's not like AI generated. Like it's them. It's Merman Pete and Merman Rand. But apparently this has been like a new thing too. Like, I don't know how I got like fell into mermaid culture because you're like, wait, that's mythical. And you know, who am I to like say whether something's mythical? But so they will rent these like mermaids and merman out for like to go to the aquarium and wave at kids, but like they never wear like oxygen tanks, so they are really good at holding their breath for like these really crazy amounts of time. Because I've watched these videos like obsessively now. I don't know why.
I went all the way back to the first one that was posted on Experiments and Books 2 years ago or so. So they've been doing this for a while.
Yeah,
that's so smart though. Like, listen, if you have something that you're good at. That you're good at in a way where people will be impressed and it stands out. And then also you can incorporate a vibe to it. You know, like a look, right. A feel, a niche, something like that.
Totally.
That's good marketing. So I'm not good at anything. So when I went to go make my TikTok, I was like, what do I do every day? Oh, I clean. Oh, I'm going to shake my tits and talk about, hey, Goodell, I don't have a skill. So, like, if I could juggle, I would put on a one-piece bathing or, like, a two-piece bathing suit with my turters out and fucking juggle for you, right? But, like, these guys are like, well, we're really good at swimming. We can breathe underwater. We can do, like, that whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's put on – how do we make this stand out so that we get a specific – instead of just two guys swimming underwater, it's like, okay, well, now we're mermen and we have fucking G-strings on. Like, that's so smart. Good marketing.
They're like meant for each other too, right? Like, I mean, like it seems like if you can find somebody else.
So do they have an OnlyFans? They do, OnlyFans.
No, they don't. Wait, yeah. OnlyFins?
OnlyFans.
Or OnlyFans.
Oh, man, I was hoping they had like a free one just so I could see like the previews, but it's $15 a month.
So I wonder how big the community. Wait, do they have like an X or something that has like previews of their... That's usually the route of like...
Are you looking for leaked content?
No. I'm talking about them having their
own page. Oh, an X account. I thought you meant like, yeah, his boyfriend for a second. I was like, oh, no. I see what you were saying. Yeah, probably. Oh, my God. Okay, so they have 343 videos.
Oh, my gosh.
On here. Wow. So that's a lot.
So would you describe this as kind of like, it's kind of like an offshoot of like the furries kind of thing a little bit, right? Especially when it's like I know that there are people that do it for entertainment things, like they're hired actors. Like I've seen that part of the niche, but seeing the more sexually erotic charged part, like, I mean, what caught my eye was obviously that they were like hot, hairy men wearing harnesses. And then, so
I think that the erotic part is that they, once again, they're tapping into the like an ability to make money off of something they already do. They like swimming. So they're like, let's put on costumes and like, let's make this a way to stand out in a world of a million OnlyFans models out there. How do we stand out? Let's and it's PG enough to put on Instagram to give you like a preview, right? It's like that's the best way to market yourself is to give you a PG preview of what will essentially be. I'm sure if I were to subscribe, it's just there's a couple mermaid videos and mostly like them jerking off. If I'm a betting woman. Right. Like their mermaid videos are already on Instagram, right? Unless they're swimming naked.
Right.
Now I'm so interested. I wish I had money. Totally.
So check out Merman Pete and Merman Rand. At least that's who they are on Instagram. I don't know their OnlyFans page, but like I'm not ready to like promote them unless they want to work something out, you know? Yes.
Ever fucking hustling. It's so funny.
We both hustle. That's what we do. I mean, like, it's it's a, you know, like, it's.
You don't have to defend the hustle. I was just saying.
No. But I have like a, I have a great rant off of it. So.
Fair enough.
No. But like in general, like, you know, I would love, and I know this is like my kumbaya fucking future, like beautiful utopia kind of like image, but like look out there and you see things like this and you see people's like human curiosity and like the kind of like bizarre or the non like normative like stuff is like at an all-time high right now, I feel like. and just because like there's so many crazy things going on in the world, you know, and when I see like how some of these like new niche things like overlap and you like end up and you're like, wow, how am I all of a sudden looking at this like crazy hipster porn, right? Like, so what I like to do sometimes when we get high is like we will like put on some fucking tunes and I'll like put on these like random mixes on YouTube of like gay erotic imagery or whatever. And you get like sometimes it'll just be pictures of like literally art, like homoerotic art from like museums and shit. But sometimes like it's a more interesting mix of things like you're like wouldn't have necessarily seen before. And you're like, oh, you know, that woman is, you know, walking on his back like a horse or something. I'm like, it's just like really crazy because like it goes into that kind of like art, like futuristic art kind of mode of like, what do we imagine like the sleekness of what is sexy and sexuality in the future, right? Like, you know, there's all sorts of people that love like that futuristic stuff. And I'm always like laughing when you're watching like a sci-fi thing. And then like out of nowhere, somebody has to have sex. And you're just like, this has nothing to do with the plot of the movie and or series, but somebody somewhere was like, we need to add some like crazy ass geek sex in the sci-fi film. So like, it'll attract some cult ass following.
Well, mermaids have always been like it's almost like vampires. Like it's like a sexy, the siren imagery, you know, that's been kind of around forever. We have the mermaid parade in Coney Island every year. It's not so niche that it's like unheard of, but it's also like that specific thing that we just looked at is very niche. Like that kind of branch off of a branch off, right? Like it's like it went from mermaids to mermaids in bondage to mermaids in gay mermaids in bondage dancing in synchronicity. Or
so that's what I want to like, that's kind of what I want to see next. Like first of all, like the big mystery is always like, how do mermaids fuck, right? Because they're always looking very chaste from the waist down, at least in like the mythical. So I want to see like one of them, like if you're wearing bondage gear, like spank the other one underwater. Like how does that work?
Maybe that's what's on their OnlyFans.
But like, can you imagine, how do you spank someone underwater?
Can somebody please either sponsor us for $15 and because like, here's the thing. But I just cannot, like, I am very broke right now. So, like, even if I got $15, I can't, like, I need somebody else to spend their own money on it and just, like, report back. because if you send me $15, I will spend it on food. So I was like, I'll suspend their hard-earned money on it, watch it for us, and then text or email us and let us know all of the specifics. Thank you. Because we just want to know. Like, we don't need to see it. We just want to know.
Oh, hells to the bells.
Yeah. I can't wait to get texts about this. I already know three people that are going to text me about this. It's fun.
Oh, my God. It's too funny. You know what I like? Okay, so here's the, so because, like, post-op, like, I'm not, like, doing a lot. I'm hanging around the house. I'm not even doing, like, my usual, like, walks around town or whatever. So, like, you know, I'm spending more time consuming media than I usually do, I guess is my point. And because of, like, I don't know, like, my mood is, like, somewhat, like, show me the misery of, like, rich people I don't give a fuck about. Like, I'm really digging the housewife chain, you know? But, like, also, because I can't shut off my brain, I'm constantly, like, looking at several things. Like, one that I actually think is one of the most god-awful, and considering, like, a gay, like, queer dude is, like, the showrunner of these things. Like, these women, like, have little gay boy side handbag trophies. Yeah. And they literally act as if they own them. That's my gay. That's her gay. That's your gay. And yeah. It is one of the more offensive things about the series. But, like, I also, like, I was like, this is the opportunism of capitalism. Like, all these gentlemen, whether they have their own, like, business or whatever or not, are, like, all a little bit, you know, happy to step up to the position to, like, make a name for themselves or get, like, a record.
Get on TV.
Or get on TV. Exactly. Yeah. And I always respect the hustle. Like, you do what you got
to
do.
Yeah. That's the thing is, like, I was going to say somebody just needs to tell them to stop. And then, but, like, if you have an opportunity, you take the opportunity typically, you know? So,
yeah. And I mean, like, you know, look, it's like I can't live in a world like where, like, I expect everything to be politically correct beyond, like, you know, the pale, because that's not the world we live in.
Right.
And unless I want to be, like, constantly traumatized throughout
right,
the day.
I know.
And the life, you know, you do have to, like, somewhat say, okay, these are the things this thing does poorly, you know, but, like, you also have to kind of be able to critique and say, why is this happening? Don't make it just a conversation about this is bad, shame on them. Why does this let get away with whatever words those were that I just put together?
It sounded like my voice memo to you. Yeah,
right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. We've come full circle. You know, and, like, I get it, you know, like, this is such an intricate thing because, like, I'm you know, obviously, like, concerned that, like, you know, of the world we may live in politically for the next few years. But, like, I'm more concerned about people already, like, they're, like, trauma ready. And I think if we, like, go into all these things with this mindset of, like, instant victimization, that is, like, going to actually be the harm that, like, is caused in the community, you know, like, in a sense, we can acknowledge things are bad, but we should, like, we also have to come at it with a little bit of, like, fuck you, you don't get to take away what I already have, you know, and, like, and I think that is the backbone you need a little bit in this, you know, or the protective layer or whatever you want to call it, to help, like, shield yourself a little bit for the next few years. Like, an actual radical defiance of any other school of thought other than what we know, like, for the most part, human beings are, like, caring, empathetic beasts. But
caring and pathetic beasts?
No, well, that sounds like a porn. Caring and pathetic beast. Like a real, like, one of those, like, in what is the word? I'm losing so many words as I age. It's fine. I'll make room for new words. I mean, that's how it happens.
You make up words. Just keep making up words. You're fine.
Yeah. People understand what I'm saying no matter what word I make up. I swear.
Well, because you do something where you take like a piece of one word and like the conjugation of another word and then you smoosh them together and then then context clues fill in the rest. So that's all that matters.
Well, I love that. Wow. See? Everybody needs to get a friend that knows how to fill in their blanks because, like, it's so
sick. Oh, that's cute. Well, it's true. If you think about it, communication, whether you're speaking the same language or not, it's all about getting your point across. So right. I think oftentimes, say we're learning a second language, we get so worried about the grammar and the syntax and all these specifics that if the other person listening to you can make sense of what it is you're trying to convey, then that is all that matters. It doesn't matter that you said, my shirt are red. Everybody knows it meant it, okay? But it's anything.
I think I have a hard time with like past, present, future tense. I just don't care. It's like become like a weird poetic laziness in my head. You know, like I will catch words that aren't words when I'm typing, and I write up a lot of shit all day long every fucking day. So I put words together that I know are words, but I don't like to do that as much when I speak. I don't know. It feels like speaking should allow you some creative license.
I agree. Well, for me, I'm trying to get my thought across or out of my mouth as quickly as possible before I lose it. So I often am grammatically incorrect when speaking and I do not care. Whereas if I'm typing it out or have a second to think about it, it's going to be closer to grammatically correct.
I think that the age of pretentiousness really needs to, like, be put to bed.
Well, our younger generation is, like, fucking illiterate anyway, so we don't even have to worry about it, honestly. Like, please, come on. Fucking skibbity and fucking, I don't even know the words that they say. And I don't mean that in, like, an old person, like.
Kids these days.
Right. Like, sure, we had some words that maybe they were a little out there for what we meant, but we never had a word that was like, ooh, that's cold, meaning that's hot.
Right.
Like, we never had opposite words. It was always just like a variation. I don't know. Whatever.
Does anybody?
I can say I'm getting old and judging little younger generation.
Do people even know cursive?
No, they don't teach it anymore.
They literally do not teach cursive?
No. Why? Who's writing in cursive? They teach you how to sign your name. That's it.
It's so good for poems to like.
I know. It's funny.
Paramore.
I can't remember who, but somebody around some holiday was telling me that they had one of their students walk up to them and say, can you read this to me? Because it was cursive. And it's fucking foreign to them. They had no idea what the thing said. Wow. Easy as that.
I mean, look, I always thought cursive was like a pretentious-y class-based kind of fucking game that was played because a lot of kids struggled with it because I didn't. I actually loved it because it was like all flowery and artsy looking. But like, and my, you know, my family was like, my mom has horrible penmanship. My dad.
Me too.
My dad has beautiful penmanship. So I live, and my stepfather has beautiful penmanship. He has, like, got this very, like, you could tell the nuns at the Catholic school, like, rapped his fucking knuckles with the ruler until he got his curse up right. No, I'm telling you, I've seen, like, a lot of, like, kids that were educated in, like, Catholic school, their cursive is ridiculous. And it's like, what?
Cursive is definitely better than my regular writing, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, look, I'm an early adopter. As soon as computers, typewriters, the whole nine yards, were like I had access to them, like that is the only way I wrote for, like, you know. And like I don't mind it, but I also have like a weird thing with my hands, you know, like this neurological thing. So writing by hand is like, it's getting more and more difficult. Like,
I remember the first time I watched you like sign something or whatever, and I was like, are you nervous? You're like, no, my hands shake. I'm like, oh, so you can never be certain. Okay.
Exactly. Surgical, anything is not on my list.
I never notice it unless you are writing. It's so interesting. Yeah.
So, you know, but like, I had like this thing for this like new year that I was like, I really want to like encourage like everybody in like the community to like find some space and find some community with like people that like will make them feel like they're part of something. Cause I do think that that is going to be like important, you know, in whatever way you can to feel like connected to people and to feel like, hey, let's bitch about like what they're doing on The Real Housewives, you know? And like the new season of RuPaul has started. So I get to be all critical of like shit said on that. I've already seen like Katy Perry, like, you know, I don't like Katy Perry that much, you know? I'm gonna say that. She's not like one of my top like pop songstress, but you know.
She's been weird.
She's kind of problematic in her own ways, yeah. You know? Like, again, not to be cancel culture. It's just you go around your things and you say, everybody seems to be commodifying this and that without, like, really appreciating the, like, existential threats, like, everybody is encountering right now in the world.
And say you don't like somebody and it not mean you're canceling them, Aaron. It's okay to just be like, they're not my cup of tea.
I'm not sure I can.
Ridiculous.
Maybe I am that kind of fucking liberal. I don't know.
No, you are not. Oh my God. If you were liberal, we wouldn't be friends. My Lord.
We'd be canceling
each other.
Left and right.
Don't say that. No, don't say that.
I remember the first time you said, I don't fuck with identity politics. And I was like, I really like this man. He is smart. Because it was my first time to like articulate that, you know, like to put it into like a beautiful wrapped set of, you know, the language of it was perfect. I was like, oh,
well, it's hard too. Like, you know, we can engage and make all sorts of points and like, you know, certainly there could be politically strong points and righteous points like under like the identity politic like realm, but that didn't work out too well for the Democrats this year. That would be one point I would make. And two, it'd be like, I hate to keep saying it, but like, yes, there's a lot of things go on. It's the whole like social oppression circle. Like the more things that you have that like you could be possibly like repressed for, obviously the likely your privilege is like next to nothing. So like, it's really just like a game of that. But in the end, the mechanisms which we're controlled by are our fucking purse strings, you know? So
like, I thought you were gonna say our perspirant. I was like, okay, now you're really stringing together words that don't make sense.
Yeah. This is my new
inspiration.
Oh my God. I would love that. Anyway, so I, you know, it's I'm very excited that it's a new year. I'm looking forward to 2025. And that doesn't mean that I have my head in the sand politically. And I think like people are gonna have to learn that balance. Like, you're gonna have to like keep on living, and you may be called on to do more than that, you know. So like, just keep your head up, you know. Like, I have to. So fuck that. You know, this is how the game is played. You know, every fucking spin around the sun. So here we are. You look really hot.
Toy, I'm gonna take today. I look hot.
Yeah,
like you sexy. Do.
Like sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah, do I look sexy?
Yeah, you kind of look like a sexy like girl in like a hip hop video or something, or like maybe a female rapper. I don't know. I think it's something about the two strands of red hair coming down here.
I have a '90s vibe for sure going on.
Yeah, and it's like the green. Yeah, the like what color? What did you call those headphones? Aqua, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know.
Color, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's what it is.
The oversized sweatshirt.
Sweatshirt, yeah. See, you know, we make our associations.
It looks like a 90s white girl hip hop video.
You do. Or like Gwen Stefani and like trying to be in a 90s hip hop.
She did that in 2000.
Yeah,
she's decided to be a hollerback girl or whatever. Somewhere here, people
doing, hey, girls, Poison.
Listen, No Doubt was the first band I saw live. I fucking loved them. So to watch that little moment was so
bomb, bro. It was so fun.
Of course you do.
It was good driving music. Oh, shit. All right. Well, I look forward to another year with you, my love, doing this.
Oh, are we ending this podcast? Yeah. Another year. So many years.
I'd have to stop my pipe. Like, not my pipe. My pipe. Wow. My bowl. My pipe.
I'm going to pipe my pipe. My crap lap.
It was a beautiful episode with you, from fisting to...
I don't know.
What else did we talked
about?
I know.
That's a beautiful idea.
It's always fun. It makes it more fun during editing. Like, imagine if you couldn't remember, like, what you did, like, while you were recording one of your videos. Like, if you, like, you could forget.
I would never be seeing it the first time. It's very rare for me to edit and send out a video same day. I did one today, but, like, I typically sit on them for a few days until I have the time to go through and edit. And I will literally be like, or... I have like generic videos that go out to everybody that I haven't edited, and you know, maybe I filmed it last year or whatever. I will have no recollection. Like an entire plot line, 20-minute video, me doing something crazy, and I will not remember it until I edit it. It's so weird. I have no memory.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So it's like a new pussy every time. It's nice.
I like a new pussy. It's like a goldfish, right?
Yeah, exactly. I have the pussy memory of a goldfish. All right, thanks for tuning into The Screw. We love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.